This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Get those fruits and grains straight out of the Michigan farm field and right into a bottle of Michigan beer, wine, mead, or cider. That's the idea behind a bill introduced in Michigan's House by my next guest, Representative Doug Geist, Democrat from Taylor. Good to have you on the program, Doug.
Glad to be on the program. Thank you.
Tell us about House Bill 5275. What are you trying to accomplish?
Well, what we're trying to do is promote both agriculture in the state of Michigan and ultimately the fermentation and the final product, which would be wine, beer, mead, hard cider, and provide kind of a marketing logo around that. So Michigan farm to glass. So grow it locally, produce it locally, consume it locally.
So how would this work? What would the proposal do?
For the first 500,000 gallons, a brewer or vintner or anybody that ferments something in the state of Michigan would receive a tax credit on the liquor tax of 8 cents per gallon. For the next 14.5 million gallons, that number goes to 4 cents per gallon. And that's initially, from 2015 until 2020, the amount of ingredients has to be 40% of the fermentables and 20% of hops, and that number then increases in 2020. To put that into context, what that would mean for Bell's Brewing would be about $350,000 of tax savings. If they procured enough ingredients from the state of Michigan. For smaller operations, it may be $4,000 or $5,000. But the idea is that we grow, literally, we grow the market of growing hops and malt and vineyards, honey, anything that can be fermented within the state of Michigan.
And what kind of content requirement? What would a producer need to use as far as Michigan content in order to get that Michigan farm to glass label and the tax credit?
Right. It would be 40% prior of ingredients other than hops. Initially, it's only 20% hops, 40% of other ingredients. And then on January 1st, 2020, that number increases to 50%. You know, some people think that the percentage should be higher, and there's concern that it is more of a stretch for brewers in the state to meet these requirements than it is for wineries, because, of course, we grow quite a bit of our own grapes here in the state of Michigan, but the one thing that I've heard from the brewers is that we don't have a large-scale malter in the state of Michigan. And I mentioned earlier that this bill would allow Bell's, you know, would provide a $350,000 tax break to them. It's
right.
My hope that they then are able to pay a premium to a malter that would move into the state of Michigan.
In fact, we should just remind, kind of refresh the memory or kind of teach a lesson, basically, for those who aren't familiar with the process. Those of us who open the bottle and drink it and forget that there are brewers who say we only have two malting operations. That barley can't be used until it's malted, and same with some of that wheat, and we only have the two malting operations. So actually, Michigan could stand to have more malting operations.
Right, and to follow your lead in terms of the process. There is an intermediary step in producing beer. You don't just go straight from growing the barley to putting it in the beer. What you need to do is what's called malting, which is you start to germinate the seed, and then once it starts to germinate, you roast the seed. And the different type of roasting, much like coffee, you know, the longer you roast it, the darker it gets. So for porters, you may, you know, roast it such that it's a chocolate malt. There's actually no chocolate
sure.
in that malt, but it has the flavor. So much like coffee, depending on how you roast the grain after it's begun to be germinated, is the malting process. And What we don't have is a large-scale operation within the state of Michigan. As you mentioned, there are two smaller operations, and I would love to see them grow. But the large-scale brewers use other malting facilities across the United States.
It's the Michigan Farm to Glass Bill, House Bill 5275. And we've been talking with its sponsor, Representative Doug Geist, Democrat from Taylor. Did I hear you say you were the president of a home brewers club?
Yes, the Fermental Order of Renaissance Draftsmen, also known as the Ford Homebrew Club, which is, if there are any listeners that work at Ford Motor Company, it is a Ford Employee Recreation Association sponsored club. So believe it or not, there is a brew club that has been in existence for 20 years at Ford Motor Company.
Thanks so much for talking with us today, Representative.
Thank you.
There is a lot going on in our state, and every day we talk about it here on Stateside. Stateside and all your favorite shows on Michigan Radio are made possible with your financial support. Listener support makes up more than 60% of the station's budget. So do your part to keep the conversations you enjoy and rely on strong. Call 888-258-9866, or you can pledge online at michiganradio.org. Here's Zoe Clark to tell you more about the spring membership drive.